You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I was telling Sandy how I'm a perfectionist because the lighting stinks in here. So when you look at my YouTube videos, it looks like I'm electrified. So we'll have to take care of that when we go to the new studio in about a month. Right on. Okay, now, Sandy, we're back with Sandy. Sandy Abbott, she is the queen of content marketing. She helps me look good and reach everybody I know all the time. Now, Sandy, how do you make sure your email list is clean? We were talking about that a little bit. You got to curate that. You got a good clean list. Now I got my list. I got my messages teed up. What do I do next to be effective?
Well, I think sometimes people miss out the opportunity to sell in their emails. It is good to have a soft sale and to be able to give value, but you have to be very clear about what your call to action is and be very upfront about it.
Yeah, you know, my call to action is easy. Hey, listen to my radio show. We're going to have fun and maybe you'll learn something. So I'm not really asking somebody to come into my store and write a check, but I guess there's all kinds of things you could do. Now, is there a way to do it and target it from a proximity basis for like a store or a restaurant to get the neighborhood?
Now you're talking social media.
Okay.
Yeah. But as far as email marketing, we're talking about putting the call to action in there. And in your case, yeah, you want them to listen to the show. You've got to know going into it, not only what are the important times for you to sell, when you need to be there, what the message needs to be month to month, but also what it is you want out of it. Not just to say, okay, I've got to do email marketing. What do I want to get out of this? Do I want more sales? Do I want the phone to ring?
I have a good question. You could tell because I was getting all like anxious and going, hey, I got a question over here. I use my content marketing for only one thing. It is pure. It has never been used for anything else. But I have a big thing going on in my life that I know my network likes to keep up on, and most of them don't follow Twitter or Facebook. So if I wanted to put a different message out on my content marketing, would that help, hurt, or be neutral?
I think so long as it's part of your brand, you can do that. And in your case, you're already going to be creating content around what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So you're just going to share what you've already created. Sometimes people have PR firms and they get really good coverage and they get all excited about that. But what they miss is the opportunity to toot their own horn and take that PR that they got and share it on social media, put it on an email. I'm just doing that for a client right now that got a great write-up about what they're doing with FIU students and giving out scholarships.
Ooh.
Kiwanis Club of Little Havana.
High five to them. That's your big client, Coyote Show. Hey, AC, you know what to do. Thank you. He just wasn't prepped. I didn't have him prepped for that. You know, good stuff. The spontaneity is really well practiced. So, Sandy, so the Kiwanis Club has given out some great scholarships, and we want to get the word out on that. Well, I guess we just did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they got great news coverage on it, and we're sharing it with their network. So the network knows that when they are helping the Kiwanis Club do all these things, this is what's coming out of it. So as long as the message is still on point with what your brand is, and this is part of your brand because you've talked about this before, then you're fine to share it. People want to hear stuff like that.
I want you to bring in the Kiwanis Club, and we should talk about how they utilize you to do the biggest street party in the stinking country. You know, you do a great job, Sandy. You know, I don't want to say I take you and Ashley for granted, because I don't.
I know you don't.
As I don't. You guys are artists. See, that's the really important thing to me, is getting a team together that has a similar perspective, a similar goal, a similar vibe as I do. And that's why I love working with you and Ashley. You're always on time. You're always professional. You're always Warren Henry. I just had to say that. So, Sandy, what's another good tip you can give the listeners? Oh, my God, they should see you. You're like beaming.
Well, I got
the newspaper.
I got to give a good tip. You've got to advertise with Jim Freed, because I was just telling you that I got a new client recently, and I asked them how they met me, and it was on the radio.
I didn't really fish for that, but now I'm truly blushing. You see, even the red parts now, I'm so red. But yes, thank you so much, Sandy. You know, we're hearing that more and more. I don't really toot my own horn. If somebody'd like to get involved, they can always reach out to me and email me at Oh, wait, it's you email me, Jim at Freedom Business. Yeah, that's me, Jim Freed at Freedom. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. You just gave me a big plug, and I'm really just diluting it, aren't I? Jim at Fried on Business if you want to advertise and get success like Sandy, because Sandy's reaching my network, and that's what it's all about. It's all about tying it all together and creating an ecosystem for success.
That's it.
So, you know, we have the radio show. That's our content. But I use the radio show and the content marketing to get a message out. The message is, hey, come have fun and maybe you'll learn something. I mean, for goodness sakes, who doesn't want to know about the impact of climate change on your health and wellness of not only us, but our kids and our community because of all this stuff? And we're going to be talking to the UHealth people about that right after the half hour. It's going to be great. Why? Because I'm going to make sure.
Well, you do have a lot of content, which is awesome. That's a fantastic way to get your message out.
Now, I know who that is. Sharon, I'm on the air. Sharon, call me later. Sharon Dresser, probably the best retail leasing high-end broker in South Florida. Sharon Dresser, High Street Retail. She's awesome. So I'll call you back, Sharon. Now, we got up. What's going on back there? What's going on back there, AC? How much time do I have left? Okay, and Larry's on the other line? He wants to talk to us now? Okay, good. He'll come on in five then. Now, Larry's the UHealth doctor. You're just breaking my chops there, AC. Now, Sandy, how can we get the message out more effectively with Freedom Business? I do a lot of stuff. What's another little twisty trick that I can use?
For your email marketing?
Yeah.
Well, the latest twisty trick was twisty. I said that all wrong. I don't know.
No, that's the way I said it, twisty trick. I just made that up on the spot because I'm me.
Was the in case you missed it. Another thing that we can look at is
yes, that is great. I just mentioned how great that
right.
was.
Right. We can do highlights. So you can do best of show. And that would be a good roundup that you can do of content. And it would be kind of fun to do one of your little videos on one of the emails.
Oh, hot. Can I say damn? I just did, didn't I? Hot damn. I can't wait to do that. Hey, maybe we'll do the one where it's me and AC doing Fireball. You can't really hear it that good. We may have to redo it, AC. Got to come in here, pipe it up real hot. I think that's maybe what we're going to do. We're going to give some behind-the-scenes stuff is what people want, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what social is all about. And social and email work together.
Something wait till they see you, AC. Oh, they're going to crack up. You really exist. Sorry, Sandy. I keep cutting you off.
That's okay. One of my clients that we had a lot of fun was they brought their team together and did a holiday greeting, and it wasn't just like happy holidays. They actually did a song with the hats and the whole thing, and that was really a lot of fun.
Oh, deck the halls! Oh my God, that would be so much fun.
So instead of doing a regular holiday greeting, they had a video that they put together, and in an email. You just send a screenshot, and that's the way that you can put the video in. You can put it on Vimeo, on YouTube,
yeah, but they
click
smile.
Through it.
They smile. All I want to do is make people smile when they hear from Jim Freed. When they hear the name Jim Freed, I want them to smile. Have a good time. Say, hey, that guy does good stuff for our community. That's all I want. So, that's brand building. High five to Brewster Kell for that.
So behind the scenes video and best of show. You can share the highlights of the last month.
Okay, so what we're going to do then is, and it's on me, and I'm sorry, but I'm going up and down, but I'm having a little Gatorade because I'm getting a little coffee, a little radio cottonmouth.
Is it in you?
It's in me. It's in me, and I'm going to do it, too. I'm going to do it. It's in me. It comes out. I rock the world, don't I? All right. So now we've only got, I've spent all your time, Sandy, so we're going to say again, how do people find you if they want to rock the world, communicate with their friends and their contacts, make money from your iPad or iPhone or your contacts? You want to monetize your phone and your contacts? This is how to do it. And go slow for the Jetsmans out there.
You can reach me on my website at expressocc.com.
She plays along.
And you can email me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-I, at expressocc.com.
And believe me, you and Ashley, your teammate, rock the world. You make me look good to all my followers, to all my contacts, to all of whatever they call them on all the different platforms, all my peeps, right? Is that what we call them in the world there? All of my friends. And I want to thank you, Sandy, for helping me keep in touch with the people that mean the world to me. Sandy, bless you for all that you do for the show, all your help in making us great. Thank you so much. And thanks for the plug that you got business from being on the show. I appreciate that, too.